not included. Rashi says it was each tree with all the sleepless tree. So the So the Braita Bar Kafare found in the Siddur before Bar Shama says if you would have added on a little dvash into the pitma k'toris, it would have been gor gevaldik, would have been mamish, everybody with kalish, it would be so great. But parfum, we're not allowed to do that. Why don't we mix in a little dvash to make it gor gevaldik? So you're not permitted to. So what does it mean v'imnasim badrash psalo? So what is that lashon mean? Nasim badrash psalo. If you put in dvash, you passel the k'toris. What do you mean you passel it? So the Minchas Chinuch is mistapik on this week's sedra on that din of Tzor Dvash, whether it means psala means the whole korban becomes psala. So if you makar betagabi on mizbeach, not only have you violated the avera, ki cholkor chol dvash like saktir b'meir yishel Hashem mitzalei sasei, you haven't even fulfilled the mitzvah of haktoras haktoris. Or should I say no? Psala just means, it doesn't mean that you're not yaitse the k'toris. The k'toris, you are yaitse. What's wrong? Just because you throw in a little thing that doesn't belong? You throw in a little sugar, so that passes the k'toris. The k'toris is yaitse. Psala means that in common sense terms, that you've ruined the k'toris, lamaisi, because you're not, kain is not going to be makabir on the mizbech, it's an aver.
There's a message to me, I can't make the exact compound of the k'toris k'toris.
Yeah.
If you're not adding, because l'chora I won't be all over the Yisr if I added things.
Maybe you would. If you mix all the Yudah of Samaman together, even if you throw in additional things, maybe you would violate these. Why not? Mefatima Sakhtaris, why not? This is the topic that the Minhas Chinuch has. How should you read the Braisa in Nos Madash Psalo, when it means that the Khtaris is Mamish Pasol? And if you makrav it, not only do you violate the law of Leisakhtir Memenu Yishel Hashem, you also are not yet to the mitzvah of haktoras, haktoras, because psalo, literally. Oh no, it doesn't mean psalo. It means it's, you ruined it, because which normal kind in his right mind will want to be makabar on the mitzvah? Forget Malkus, he will be violating the loisesi. But if he's not in his right mind, then he does go ahead and he's makabar it, so he's violated the avera. But the mitzvah of haktoras is still yet. That's the minhas chinuch shayla. So Rav Avla commented, as Rav Soloveitchik also pointed out, that lucharis and machloik is the Ramam and the Goinim and Hilcha Shabbos. When the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos quotes the Dinim of Kiddush, so he quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra and Amechas HaPeres, but the Gemara says that Yain that's not royal Nasach HaGabi HaMizbeach cannot be used for Kiddush. So the Taisus on that daf says, what do you mean Yain that's possible Nasach HaGabi HaMizbeach? There are all kinds of wines that are no good for Nisach HaGabi HaMizbeach. So one kind of wine that's possible is Yain Shehelo Kmochim, Yain that got ruined. Sometimes if you keep wine too long, so it develops, what do you call it? But even before it ferments, even before it manages to...
Sediment?
Mold. No, sediment is not mold. You have molds that are floating on top, so you have to pour it out. So it's no good. It's going to taste awful. It's going to taste horrible. So if you have such yain, that's possible not to have Gabi Hem's bear. So Teresa says, that's all the Gemara means to say. Yain Shehelo Kmochem is possible not to have Gabi Hem's bear. So it's possible to be Kiddush. It's not because, just like it's no good for Nisoch HaYain HaGabi Hem's bear. Why? It's like a Balmum. So the same thing is not it's not proper to use it for Kiddush. But what about Yayin Levushal, which the Gemara says is also possible in Asach HaGam and Mizbech? So for what reason should that be possible to use for Kiddush? What's wrong with Yayin Levushal? Rashi Shita is an Arvi Pesachim that Yayin Levushal you say Shahakal Niyah B'dvorayana, because the Gemara says in Ketzah Mevorchim, whenever you have a food, let's say you have a fruit or you have a vegetable, so if you change the, let's say I take an orange and I cook it, so do I still say Bari Pi Hoyt, or do I say Shahakal Nimit Vara? If I take a potato and I cook it. So if I take a potato and I cook it, why do you say Bari Pi Hoyt? Other rabbis, if you eat a raw potato, you say Shahakal Nimit Vara, because people don't eat, famous eat raw potatoes. People don't eat raw potatoes. Human beings don't eat raw potatoes. So that's abnormal. Whenever you eat something, Shlokadarach Achilasa the Bracha Shahak, if you eat cooked potatoes, that's Ishtani Lemal Yusuf. So then, of course, you say Baruch Hu Adam. That's the only time you say Baruch Hu Adam. But if you take, let's say, an orange, which tastes delicious, in America, people eat raw oranges. I don't know, in other countries. So if you take an orange and you cook it, and it doesn't, and the majority of the people would not enjoy eating the cooked orange in America, so then Fakir, then it's Ishtani Ligu Yusuf. Then you say Shahakalim Adivarai. Because I say it's a Shinui. If it's a shino, it's a panim chadosh, it's bar lakan. I consider panim chadosh as a synthetic food and no longer retains its original status. So on synthetic food, you say shahakal nivadvar. On miscellaneous or synthetic food, the bracha will be shahakal nivadvar. So the opinion of Rashi is based on the Gemara in Bava Basra that Yayin Mevushal is called Ishtani Ligriyusa. It's a Gemara in Bava Basra that if the guy upstairs has barrels of wine, he has a base oitzar of Yayin, so you're not allowed to have a tanur downstairs because the heat of the tanur is going to ruin the wine because heat ruins wine. So Rashi's opinion is that Yayin Mevushal is Shahakal Nibidvar. Alright, so if it's Shahakal Nibidvar, that means that it's Ishtani Ligriyusa. So it's not called wine, it's called a synthetic beverage. No, if it's a synthetic beverage, Avad is no good for Kiddush. There's no Kiddush on that. But assuming, like Taisa says, that it's not, all right, it's a little bit garua, Yayin Mevushal, it's not as good as Yayin that's not Mevushal, but it's not called Ishtani Ligriyusa to the extent that the bracha should be Shahakal Nibidvar. According to that Rashi, all the wines that we have, Prakimat, all the wines are Mevushal, the grape juice is for sure Mevushal, and most of the wines are also Mevushal. According to Rashi, everything Shahakal Nibidvar. But assuming, like Taisa says, that Yayin Mevushal, you do say Bari Priha Eitz. So now the Bari Priha Gofen, that it still retains the status of wine, so should that be considered Yayin Shein Avayla Nasa Chazavi Hamizdeach, that you're not allowed to use it for Kiddush? So Taisa says no, that there's nothing wrong with using Yayin Mevushal for Kiddush. So the Rambam and the Goyim hold that it's no good. Rambam quotes in the name of the Goyim, that you're not allowed to use any Maskinit, and that you're not allowed to use Yayin Mevushal for Kiddush. And then the Rambam has the Machloikis with the Goyim. What if you have yayin with sugar added, like Malaga, like Concord, like all of them? Malaga has a ton of sugar added, and Concord has a half a ton of sugar added. Most of them have sugar added. Or the Rambam calls it kunditen. Yayin kunditen means that it has sweetness. If it's naturally sweetened, it doesn't have anything added. Then there's no shot. But if it has sugar added, then the Rambam has a machlekes with the going. What is their machlekes? So this is the shaila. This is what Rav Avraham said. This is exactly the shaila. When we say that nos madvash psalo, doesn't mean that if you add on soiru dvash, the whole korban becomes nifsal. So the yain is not roi lanasach agav yamizdech. Yain sheyesh bo soiru dvash, not only are you not permitted to be makrifit because of the soiru dvash component, because the yain is not possible lanasach agav yamizdech. So then the yain is no good. So the yain is no good for kiddush either. Mashenikin, if you hold like the other pshat that the Minhas Sinach suggested, Das Madash Psolo, of course you can't use it, of course you can't be marked to the Ktaras Agav Yaham Izbeah, because it has Sora Dvash in it. How are you going to get the Dvash out? But I think the Ramam holds that it's not good. Halacha Yudal, Perk Chof Tes, Halacha Yudal. Ein Mekach Mel Al Yan HaRoy LaNasach HaGavi HaMizbech LeFichoch. So the Rambam and the Gaon both hold that Mevushal is no good against Tosfos. We pass in the Shulchan Aruch like Tosfos, that Mevushal is good. Quote the Rambam's opinion, and then they pass him against the Rambam. And then it says, LeFichoch, the Rambam says, Nisar Badvash, or Soir Badvash. Afilu Kitipas Achar L'Bechov is Gidol, even if you have Shishim, and you have Neo, and you have Elif against it, the Din is Ein Mekach Malo. Kacha Nomorim Bechol HaMayrib. This is how we pass in the West. Where did the Rambam live in the West? Where's the Meirav? The Yesh Mishamata Lekadoshol, that's the Goyen of the Oymer, Lenema, Yayin, Orola, Nasal Kam, Izbech, Alohotzi, Yayin, Sherecha, Ra, or Megula, Oymer, that's what Taisa says, Yayin, Sherecha, Ra, or Yayin, Shehela, Kmochim, or Megula, Yayin, that's no good because it's Garua. But then the Rambam is not quoting Taisa. Oh, Mevushal. If it's Mevushal also, the Rambam quotes the Shitis Agam that it's no good for Kiddush. Shem Mekachim Alech Mehem, but if it's Yayin, Shenisar, Besor, Advash, then the Rambam says that it would be good. So that's the machlek, is the Rambam and the Goyim. The three sheets, the Tosfos sheet is what we pass, and that even Mevushal is good. The Gemara in Amoiches HaPeiros, in Bava Basra, just it's on Daf Tzadik Zayin. The Magi Mishnah quotes, the Gemara in Bava Basra, Amoiches HaPeiros, Daf Tzadik Zayin. Oh my right, and I'm in Kiddush HaYem, El Ayan HaRoy LaNasach HaGavi HaMizbeach. And the Gemara says, what does it refer to? Yayin Shehelat Moch, Yayin Sherech HaRoy, Yayin Megula. That's the Gemara, Ad Kan. Tosfos says, that's all. And the Goyim say, no, it's Lav Davki, even if it's Mevushal, it's also no good. It's to be taken literally. And the Rambam goes one step further and he holds it even Shinisar by Sura Dvash, even a mashul, because the din in the Korbanis is, if you just mixed in a tiny little bit, Kurt of Shuldvash. If you just mix in a Kurt of Shuldvash, a tiny bit of Dvash into the Torah, which has Shishim against it, a Meyo against it, a Masayim, an Elif, it doesn't matter, the Rambam. It's even a speck into a big Chavis Gedoyla, is also no good. So Rav Elbel suggested that Lachara, that is the machlokes, the Rambam and the Gaon. How does one read this Braisa? In Dosam Bodvash Psala means that the whole korban is possible, so the yain is possible and asach agav yam is be'ach. No, the yain is not possible. Psala means that lamaisa you can't use it because you're not allowed to be makrogar on mizbech because of the component, because of the ingredient of the sour of the dvash. But if it's, we're talking about kiddush, so there's no avera that you're holding sugar at the time. Let's say hold sugar in the left hand, hold sugar in the right. Let's say I have a cup of wine and I have a sugar cube in my hand at the same time. So it's an avera to say kiddush holding sugar. It's an avera to hold the chalas. You can make kiddush on chalas. No? the original. But this is a din and yayin. So there's nothing wrong with making kiddush on bread. But if it's yayin that has yayin, that's possible and nasa chagam and mizbech, it's no good. So the Rambam says that yayin that has a little bit of chametz in it may not be used. But the Rambam holds obviously that the sorah dvash passel up the korban. Rav Elbel pointed out that one could dings up. One could say that psolo, even if one assumes that side of the minchas chinuch, that psolo means that it's mamish pasul, not just that you violate an avera bal taktira ki makrivit, but psala means that it passels the whole korban. You're not yotze the mitzvah of haktaris. One can argue that the Rambam is still not right. Why? Because one can say that by k'toris there's a separate pasuk that says yotzisos haktaris rakach ma'aser rakach mulach to hakodesh. What does it mean? Rakach ma'aser rakach means a mixture and a concoction of all different things that are blended in together. So maybe that pasuk has the connotation of implying. I think Rav Elbel said it. Either Rav Elbel said it or Rabbi Gerela told us this was his hasoga. I don't remember who said it. I think Rav Elbel has in the Shurim on Kriis, they call it in Rav Elbel, I think. One could argue and say that pasuk implies that other things that you blend in to the Torah that add to the Reach Tol are nitfas as a chelik of the Torah. So maybe Dafka by Torah, if Yosh Madlash that would really add tremendously to the Reach HaKtoris, and that's what the purpose of the Torah is, to have a Reach Tov. So maybe Dafke if you add Dvash to Ktoris, then it's Mitzurif to the Ktoris, based on that Pasuk Reichach Maaseh Rakeach, and then I would say Psolo, that the whole Ktoris is Pasul. But if it will be any other carbon that I happen to add on Sora Dvash to, maybe I would say, why should the whole carbon become Nifson? If I'll be makrivit on the mizbech, I'll violate an avera of baltak tivu. Why should I say the whole korban becomes psolo? Meichateisa, why should it be psolo? That's where one could dings up. But the Rambam himself, the Farish holds not so in two places. Number one over here in Hilchas Kiddush, in Shabbos, Perek Chav Tes, Halacha Yudalit, he says mefurish, and the wine, nos madvash osor. If you have a breadcrumb, and you have Kiddush bech, so the Rambam holds that you're not yetzir Kiddush. If you have matzah crumbs, it's okay. But if you have bread crumbs, chametz bikkei crumbs, then you kiddush becha. So, there's halacha you have to rinse out the becha. But it's not only because of the bread crumbs, not only because of this Rama. We don't mikradim. We don't pass them like the Rama. We have wine with sugar added. We the bread crumbs will be okay. It's because of the din that the kosher brach has to have a rikosh tip. What do you think?
So would hold the same thing by the
Rashi.
Yeah.
Tosis says the same thing by sorudvash. And the Rambam holds that they're both no good. So the Rambam is mefurish that it's not a local din dafke in Hilchas Ktoris based on that pasuk. It's a universal din in all korbanos. And then if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Psuli HaKorbanos, he holds mefurish like that. He writes black and white. That what? The Rambam in the Gemara has a discussion in Psochim, in the third parak in Psochim, and in the Nachas. The Sugi appears in both places. Do you have a haktor p'chusim b'kazayis, or do you say ain't haktor p'chusim b'kazayis? When you mark there's something on Gabi HaMizbeah, machloik is abai v'rovin. Do you say ain't haktor p'chusim b'kazayis, it doesn't have a shame haktor on a mashu? Do you say no, yesh haktor p'chusim b'kazayis? So the Rambam paskins, ain't haktor p'chusim b'kazayis, you have to have a kazayis. So let's say regarding this din of Tzorah Dvash, if someone wants to violate the Avera, we want to give malchus. So how much Sora Dvash does he have to be marked there? So if he's marked there, Rakazayis of Sora, Rakazayis of Dvash, he's like it. What if he's not marked there, Rakazayis of Sora? He's marked with a korban on the Mizbeah. Let's say he has a chalovim of a korban oilo, or the whole Eivorim, or Eimurim of any korban. A coin is marked with Eimurim on the Mizbeah, and he puts a little piece of crumb, a breadcrumb inside. He puts a little piece of sugar, a little piece of apple, or something. he puts a little bit sor dvash in. So the tiny bit of sor dvash that he puts in is less than a kazayis, but the emurim or the evorim that he's makter around the mizbeach have more than a kazayis. Or let's say he's makter a koimitz from the korban mincha on the mizbeach. Now the koimitz is matzah, it's not from his kosher the pesach. But he puts in one breadcrumb, or he puts in a little bit of pri, v'chol mesikas pri. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara that hetem mitzaref liyisir, and he's like it. That's the whole Gemara, Menachos, and the Gemara Pesachim, in the third text that I say hetem mitzaref liyisir, and he's like, what does it mean hetem mitzaref liyisir? So the Keren Oira, Menachos, points out that this is the Rambam Shita, that not only is there an isir to be makriv, Sa'or Udvash, there's an issue to be makrov a korban sheyesh bo Sa'or Udvash. So if the korban has a kazayis, even though the Sa'or Udvash doesn't have a kazayis, if the korban has a kazayis that I'm being mocked there, so the mele it's called a korban sheyesh bo Sa'or Udvash, and the sheyesh bo can be a mashu. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk that it's not bottle. But there's not in a bitl b'shishim and bitl b'mei and bitl b'masayim and bitl b'el. If nothing applies, it's never bottle. The Rambam writes even one speck in a chavis gedayla. That's what he writes here. That's what he writes there from the Gemara. Yeah.
What's the effect of the Sfar of the Isra? If the Isra is the
Matri,
say,
Eber
that has
Sa'or
of Vash on it, then it's not
Hetem. Right. That's what the Keren Oira points out, that the Rambam doesn't learn the Gemara literally. Usually Hetem Sfar of the Isra means something else. If I'm eating a ham sandwich, and the ham component part of the sandwich is less than the Kazayas, and the bread is mashed from the Kazayas, that's called, that's how Rashi learned Hetem Sfar of the Isra. Machlek is Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says that that's what it means Hetem Sfar of the Isra. Rashi says if the Issa would be Balua into the Heter, if the Trefis would be Balua into the Heter, and then let's say I cooked, let's say I fried, or I heated up, in case I heated up a ham sandwich, and then I took out the ham, but the flavoring of the ham is still there in the sandwich. Then Rashi says that's Tam Kiker. So then you'd be like if you just eat a kazayis of the bread that has a bliya of chazer in it, even though the bliya of the chazer is much less than the kazayis. That would be based on the principle of Tam Ki Iker. But if it's everything is cold, and the ham was not nibble into the bread, so that's called hetem mitzaref liyisir. That's the machlekes hatanan. We pass kanein hetem mitzaref liyisir. And other rishonim disagree. That's the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Let's see. Rashi holds that's the rabbeinu Tamshi, and Rashi holds the other way. Rashi sheet is not that. The only time you speak of hetem mitzaref liyisir is if the ham would have been balua into the bread. But if you have just a cold ham sandwich and I happen to be eating both, chewing both at the same time, so then everybody would agree that you don't say hetem mitzaref liyisir. Dafk if it's balua into the bread. Why not apply then the klal of Tam Ki Iker? So the answer is no. Tam Ki Iker just says that it's treif, but it doesn't tell you that if you eat a kazayis of the tarubis that you like, you have to eat a kazayis of treifis in order to be like it. But if you eat a kazayis of the tarubis, then if you hold hetem mitzaref liyisir, then you like it. So that's a general discussion of hetem mitzaref liyisir, the machlokes hatanoim in Shas, machlokes hatanoim. Rabbi Kiva and Chacham, they say hetem mitzaref liyisir and kolas or kula or not. And we generally do not accept hetem mitzaref liyisir only by sor dvash bal taktil. So the Keren Ora points out that if you read the Rambam clearly holds that it's not a din of hetem mitzaref liyisir. It's a din that you're not permitted to be makra korban sheyesh bo sor dvash. So that Rambam that the Keren Oira has, Keren Oira Menachos has, corresponds with this Rambam that the Brisker Rav points out in Hilchas Shabbos, that it's a korban sheyesh bo sor dvash is a korban pasul. The whole korban becomes a korban pasul. The whole korban is a korban pasul, and there's an isa haktorah on the korban, not just psola means that the korban is a korban pasul because yesh bo sor dvash, and I violate the isa haktorah on the korban, not only on the sor dvash. The sor dvash component part makes it that the korban is a korban sheyesh b'sor dvash, and then I violate the isa haktorah on the korban. That's why the Rambam says that yayin is pasul l'kiddush. Yayin sheyesh b'sor dvash, the yayin is pasul l'kiddush, because the yayin is pasul l'nasach hagabi hamizbeach. That's the Rambam sheet. No, Shulchan Aruch says we don't pass like that. The Ravid is massing on the Rambam, and he quotes when the Rambam says v'yesh mishemata l'kavish olav, that there are those who disagree, the Goyim disagree, and they hold that you're permitted to use kunditin for kiddush. So the Ravid says that they are right, that you're allowed to use yayin sheyesh b'sor dvash, as it says in the Yerushalmi b'feirush and mikatshim v'yein kunditin. The Rambam also quotes that Yerushalmi, but he only quotes it by arba kaisis. So the first cup of arba kaisis is kiddush, so that you're not a little, the Rambam holds you're not allowed to use sugar added. But the other three cups are not kiddush. There's no halacha that yayin shepasul l'kaddish, yayin shepasul l'nesachim is pasul for every bracha l'kos. It's a special din only in kiddush. That's the Gemara. Yayin shepasul l'nasach agav yehem is beach. is pasul lekadosh olam. But for Birchas Hamazon alakos and for Halal alakos and Shegolon alakos, that's okay. So the Raman quotes that Yerushalmi and Arbe Pesachim, but he quotes it only Legabi Arbe Kaisis, the other three Kaisis. The first Kais is the Kais of Kiddush, so that's not. So eventually, you just had a suffix. What would be if you had the following case? Let's say the whole family is having Arbe Kaisis and everybody has their own Kais, but only the father of the household is reciting the Kiddush. He's picking up his breath and saying Kiddush, and everybody else is listening. They're not going to recite their own Kiddush. So if one wants to follow the Rambam, the Rav is machmir for used to be machmir for the Rambam Shita, that Mavushala is no good, and Sugar Rated is no good, Yesh Besor Dvash is no good. So he once said that he had a suffix about this, whether the other members of the household should also be machmir on the Kos Rishon, that it shouldn't have any Sugar Rated, it shouldn't be Mavushal. Do I label everybody's Kos Rishon as the Kos Shal Kiddush? But he's saying, no, only the guy who's reciting the Bracha Lakos, his Kos is a Koshal Kiddush. The other people's Kos is only a Koshal Arba Kosis. It's not a Koshal Kiddush. Even their first Kos is like the last three Kosis by them, because they're not reciting Kiddush. Unless everybody's going to recite their own Kiddush over their own Kos, then everybody's Kos is a Koshal Kiddush. He had a Sofik about it. But in the Shulchan Aruch it says that we don't really paskin like that. We paskin against, we just paskin like Pesis. That only Reich Ra and Megula in Helok Mochim is possible. But if it's Mavushal, it's good. A Koshkin, if it's Sugar Added, it's good. One could possibly translate the Loshan Abraisim, Loshan Badrash Psolo, the literal way, like in Hasinah Chizmus Tapik. It means that the whole Torah is possible, and still not follow the Rambam's opinion that the both in Shabbos and in Psugei HaMikdashim, that the korban sheyesh basor dvash has an isa haktara on it, that the whole korban becomes nifsal. How could that be? One could limit his dafke to ktoris because of the pasuk that reads rokach maaseh rakeach. So the Torah says you should put in whatever is necessary. See, we know that there are yud aleph samamanim in ktoris, but then it says you put in more things. After yud aleph samamanim, list off some more. Boris kashin et shikabi and kafiz and tinfaz and kamlos mot and kafiz. Chamar chivay and atik. What are you adding on the other things for? Okay, melech the doinus you have to add. Melech Sedemis is a machloikis in Rishonim. The Avnei Nezer has a machloikis in Rishonim. Why do you put in salt in the Ktoris? Is that because of the universal din? I'll call Korban Chatak with Melech. That's also in this week's Sedra. And the original din is by Mincha. I'll call Korban Chatak with Melech. It's not a special din that has to do dafke with flesh. It has nothing to do with salting the meat to take out the blood. Absolutely unrelated. So some Rishonim say that that's the general din. You have to put in Melech Sedemis because of the din. I'll call Korban Chatak with Melech. And other Rishonim say no. It's because it says Mimulach Tahar Kodesh. It says Mefurish Mimulach, that you should put in Melach. It's a special din, it's not the universal din. Why shouldn't it be the universal din? That's what the Avnei Nezer has, in Chelek Arachayim, by Korbanos. First he talks about Korbanos, and he talks about Baruch Shama. So by Korbanos he has a whole Shtikul Torah on this. What is the source of this Machlech? What is the root of the Machlech? Is there a shayin whether the salting of the Ktaris is based on the universal din, or is based on a local din of Mimulach? Fine. But now, why do you add the other things, Boris Kashino, Yen Kafrisin, and so on? No, there is a Machlekes Rishonim that the Avnei Nezer quotes. Why does one salt the Ktoris? Is it based on the general din? Maybe in Afkamina would it be Me'akid B'Yevid? Yeah, because in Loi Molach, the Yolkavan is B'Yevid is Kasher. But if it says Mumulach, so what does Mumulach mean? Mumulach means mixed? Mumulach means you should salt it. It should be salted. If it means it should be salted, it means that it's not governed by the general din. And it means that it's Me'akid B'Yevid? Or you could say that it is governed by the general din and that would not be Me'akid B'Yevid. Now I have a person to say that it is Me'akid B'Yevid because it's a specific din over here. That's what he talks about. Is it Me'akid B'Yevid if he didn't put in the Melech by the Ktoris, and is there a universal din of Melech that should apply over here? That's one discussion. Fine. But why do you add the other things? Why do you add the other ingredients? Boris Kashino, Yen Kaprisin. So obviously you're adding it for a flavor, for Reach, that it should smell good. What is that based on? That's based on the Pasuk, Reikach Maaseh Rekeach, that you should mix in other things in addition to Yud Aleph Samamonim. The Yud Aleph Samamonim, the Gemara has a whole drasha. How do you know? Samim is two, not Mishchez Chalben is three, makes it five, then it says Samim. Samim means another five, then it says Levoina, makes it 11. Five and five is 10, then it says 11. Rashi Achumish explains the whole Gemara. So, but the Shad is, why do you add an additional things over and above the 11. So that's based on Rekach Maaseh Rekeach. So one can say that that Pasuk Rekach Maaseh Rekeach is Megale, that other things over and above the Yud Aleph Samamonim are also Nitfas as a Chelek, as an essential Chelek of the Ktoris. But Glat, I'll throw in a couple of crumbs of bread into the Ktoris, that will not, perhaps one can argue, that will not be Mitzuruf to the Ktoris. So one could perhaps taina in Nosam Badrash Psalm means only Dvash because that would have really added to the aroma. That would add to the fragrant aroma. So that's why that would be nitfas, and therefore it would be psola. But if you add on crumbs of bread, it wouldn't be psola. If you add on some other things, it wouldn't be nitfas. So one could perhaps be mechalik the dafkebek Torahs. But the Rambam is not mechalik like that. The Rambam holds like that, sadam in hasinah, that psola means literally psola. And he applies it to Kiddush, and he applies it in Hilchot Psalm Dash, he applies it to all Sorot Vash. Akorm Shiyesh, Besorot Vash, is also la'akrit. There is another din in today's Sedra. That may or may not be relevant to us. Halacha l'maaseh. Im takrib minchas bikurim la'Hashem, this goes on the minchas ha'omer. Aviv kol ha'beish geres karmel, takrib is minchas bikurecha. So what does it mean karmel? So the Gemara says rachu molei. The Gemara Menachas Perek Avishma says rachu molei. What does it mean, mole? Rah? Or mole, Rashi says. Shatvu alacha should be moist. It shouldn't have all dried out to it. You should bring an akor of the Yerushalayim that it should be rah, it should be fresh. Mole, malei of the kashin shalom. So Rashi writes a few times, where Rabbi points out in the shiurim that they printed and the mimeograph on Menachas, that Rashi has in a few times in the Perek Rabbi Shmuel, that it has to be Mavushal called Tzorkan, that it has to be fully right. This is Bemis HaChidish. What about another Menachos? Is also that it has to be Mavushal called Tzorkan, that you have to use grain that's called Tzorkan? It's not enough Havoah Shlish. There is a din Lagabi Trumas HaMaisis, that the only Chayv in Trumas HaMaisis if there was Havoah Shlish. Before Havoah Shlish it's called Eitz Bialmo, and after Havoah Shlish and Tvua, then it's called Peris, then it's called Pri. But you don't need Mavushal called Tzorkan.
The
Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Oh no, Rav Dovla has something about that Gemara. I don't remember what he says. But Rashi in Menachos says that it's not sufficient to have washed it. Rashi says you have to have a bushel called Sarkar. You have to look up the Gemara again in Rosh Hashanah, see what it says. How does the Rashi drive? Rav Dovla Menachos talks about that Gemara. So the question is this a local din dafkin hilchas korban haimer, or does it apply to all menachas? There's a mishnah in challah, but there is a machlekes hatanoim whether one is chayv in challah if he uses grain from the chameshes challah. You only chayv if you make bread cake or cookies from the chameshes mini dogon. From the chameshes mini dogon, and it has to be in the state of lechem. So there's a machlekes hatanoim. Whether you need dafke havoah shlish or not. Is it called lechem if you make, let's say, would you say, moitzi lechem in haaretz? If they made bread from grain that never had havoah shlish. So I say that just like it's eitz bi'alma legabi trumas ha'maisris, so too it's eitz bi'alma legabi lechem? The shayach won't taste like bread or matzahs that we eat, but the shayach, would you be yetzi the mitzvah matzah? Would you say hametzi lechem in artanana? So the tanaim have a machlekes whether it's called lechem legabi chalona. So I think we passed that you do need havoah shlish, and havoah shlish is sufficient. You need havoah shlish and you don't need mevushal kol tzarka. The machlekes of tanaim is whether you even need havoah shlish or not. Maybe that din is only a local din in Trumas HaMais, it doesn't apply to anything else. And I think we passed like the other tana. These are Shas Chelikah. You take a look when you have a chance in Mishnah Yitzchal. No, I'm not going to find it already. So this is Machlek Zatan. I think we got to look in the Mishnah Yitzchal, in the Yeridayim. Yeah. I think we passed him that you do need Havoah Shlish, and Shlish is sufficient. So if Shlish is sufficient, that means that it does have a Shein Lechem. So then Mr. Tami, you would be Yitzchay Yidechay Bas Mitzvahs Matzo, and you would say Hamoitzi Lechem in Haaretz on it as well. So Rav Avla says, Lecher, if it's called lechem, legabi chal, and legabi matzah, and legabi moitzi lechem, and legabi everything else, and Mustama should be lechem, legabi sham and achas as well, that it says, Yechlo matzah, seysel on his bear. And when you bring a korban mincha, so you mark the victor, you mark the comments on the mizbeach, and then the shiori ha-mincha, you have to bake into matzahs, and then the kohanim have to eat it. So the matzahs, in order to be yoytzi the mitzvah, have to be lechem, That's the Gemara in Yevamos. It has to be lechem in order to be yotze the mitzvah of achilas nas. So lechayr, if the Mishnah says that it's called lechem legabi hafrashes chalas, that's called lechem legabi achilas shara menachas as well. So the pashtus is that this Rashi menachas is a special deal only here because it says karmel. Because it has to be rachu mole. Mole means mole legamri. And Rabbi goes on to say maybe it's a din in geris. Maybe it's a din in geris. Geris means how you grind it up. You're only yotze the mitzvah's geris if it was Malayo, if it's Nizbashla Lagamri, if the kernels of grain are fully ripened. If they're not fully ripened, then it's not called Geras, it's called Chinen. Chinen Geras is not the same thing. There's a whole lot of Riches on the Pirisham. Mishnah is like that in Menachem. A Geras does mean the same thing as Chinen. Alright, but whatever it is, the Pashtus says that it's a local din only here in Korban Mincha Soimer. Either based on Geras or based on Carmel, Rachel Mole. But it doesn't apply to other Menachems. So Lachar, this would be relevant, let's say, for bread. Let's say somebody will make bread. They'll take kernels. What do they make now with the sprouts? They take kernels of. You have to find out what they do. They take kernels of grain. I think that they're not mevushal even shlish bishulam, and they just heat them till they all melt together, and that's the bread. I think they don't wait till havua shlish. Kind of find out what the metzius is. They have these breads that they sell all over. Have a hashgacha that it's kosher, but the shail is it amayti lechem and oras? What bracha do you say on it? Maybe it's shakal. Maybe it's bracha adon. Maybe it's a different bracha. So I think what they do is they take kernels of grain before they had a havoah shlish, and then they heat them to such a high temperature that they just melt in together, and whatever shape that you leave it in, then it takes on that shape. So it's never ground up into flour. So you don't have any flour and water. You don't have any lisha bichlal. But this is really a shaila where they say hamotzi on the stuff. You got to find out what the home is for. It's not enough thing. I don't know. I don't know what it's called.
Packaged?
Yeah. It's a health food. The people in this neighborhood will eat it all the time. I think they manufacture it in. One is manufactured in Florida with hashdacha from some rabbit in Florida. It says kosher doesn't say what brachas it has. And then not just in Seattle or in Vancouver or somewhere, all the way over there, there's another rabbi gives a hashgacha, and they sell both here in this neighborhood. Sell two kinds. I forgot what they call it, some kind of sprout or something. Yeah, looks like regular bread. It's supposed to be healthier than regular bread. Gotta look for the Mishnah, I forgot where it is. There's a Beferish in Mishnah in Chala where there's a Mafleges Satanayim by grain that didn't have a Havah Shlish. It should be in the very beginning of Perek Aleph. Mishnah Gimel, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel is a Mafleges. Ksvua Shiloh Hiviya Shlish is Chayv in Chala, Potom and Atrumas and Minamaisers. Rablazer Amet, Ksvua Shiloh Hiviya Shlish, Ptur Amin HaChala, that it's Potom from Chala also. You have to look in Shulchan Aruch, see which way we pass. I don't know. I'll just tell you a Rambam, man. I've got to look up the din. What's that law? The Gemara has a din on the first daf of Menachas based on the pasuk in Chumash that says, by a korban shlamim, mishchotoy pesach ol moed. The shlamim sheshachtam kodim sichas dalhu sahechol ksulim dav beis amin aleph in Erev, first dav in Erev. This is in Erev. Shlamim sheshachtam kodim sichas dalhu sahechol ksulim shenem ashchot ha-pesach ha-amoy. So there is a machloikis. Why does the Gemara chap is on the Afghan shlamim? The pasuk appears by oil also. It says they're also pesach ha-amoy. It says oil before, what they picked up from here? Pesach ha-amoy. There's it by other places also. That's up is Dafka by Shlom. The Tosafot says, Lav Dafka, it applies to all Karbanos as well. But the Sfasemes wants to say, I think, that the Rambam disagrees with Tosafot. He says that the Rambam seems to hold not so. That Psichos Dal Sahechel is only a din l'chatchila by other Karbanos. And it's only Likuvah, the Gemara says Psulim. Shlom Sheshach and Kaim Psichos Dal Sahechel Psulim. So the Gemara says, in order to say that a din by Karbanos is Likuvah, you have to have Shin all of our costs of Liyakim. Otherwise, I assume that it's only a din l'chatchila. So the Sfasemis makes a whole cheshbon how the Rambam learns the psukim, that only by Shlomo they have Shina Levakos and Yakov. The other carbonus is just Mechatzila and not the Yevet. Yeah. So what is the significance of this? So the Gemara says in Zvachim, the Gemara talks about this halacha. So the Gemara says the Heichal had a door in front of it, a solid door, and it had a curtain as well, a vilon. So the Gemara says that this halacha psichus dalsus a Heichal depends on the dlosos, on the doors. It doesn't depend on the vilon. That even if the dlosos are open but the vilon is closed, that's called pasuach. And if the vilon is open and the doors are closed, that's called sagur. That's called, it's not called pesach olmai. When is it called open? When is it called closed? Depends on the loss. It doesn't depend on the vilon. So years ago, one of the Hungarian rabbanim in the New York area printed a chumra in Hamor. It used to be, oh, it's still in one of the Torah journals that's published here in New York. It's Hapardis and Hamor and Beis Yitzchak, a few others. So different qualities, of course. So the Hamor always has these chumras. Chassidish, generally speaking, it's a Chassidish publication. So someone printed in Hamor that everybody knows when the Aron Kodesh is open, you have to stand. When they close the Aron Kodesh, you can sit. So in many congregations, they have a practice that they leave the doors of the Aron Kodesh open all the time. They just leave the Parechas closed. He said, that's called open, as it says in the Gemara. If the doors are open and the Vilon is closed, that's considered open. So everybody has to stand the whole time. Yeah, based on that Gemara. No, number one is the Hajjok. There's no Pasuk of Dalton. There's no Din of Pesach. There's no Din of anything over there. Who says the Aron Kodesh has to be made from solid? You can make. Who says it has to be made from wood or from metal? You can make an Aron Kodesh and Gansen from cloth. There's no Halacha. Here there's a building. Here, Dalton is a Heichel. You have to have a building and the door has to be a door. It has to be a solid door. The Heichel has to be a construction. So you can't use cloth to be considered a construction. Cloth is good for Mechitza, but it's not good to be considered the walls of the Heichel. The Pesach Elmai means that the door of the Heichel is open. If the Vilon is closed, it's Leich Bislam. But the Aron Kodesh, there is no halacha of what material it has to be made of. So the whole Aron Kodesh can be made from cloth. Meichet Teisad and not. And furthermore, the Taz points out that Mikra Adin, even when the Aron Kodesh is open, the Gamri open, even when the Sefer Torah is out, and someone's standing with the Sefer Torah, Mikra Adin, you don't have to stand. The halacha only is when he's walking around. Like the Rambam against the Rabbeinu Tam. When the Sefer Torah is moving, right. When the Sefer Torah is moving. Because if it is, you only have to stand up. It says, when they say, V'tokum ha-hadarta p'nei zokim. So you only have to stand up when the Tamachachim is standing. When the Tamachachim is seated, then you don't have to stand up. So the same applies to the Sefer Torah. The Gemara says, if m'pnei lom dehom, di m'ponah ha-le kolshkein. How do you know you have to stand up for a Sefer Torah? But they call the Chayim, you have to stand up from a Tamachachim. But you only have to stand up for a Tamachachim when he's standing. When he's sitting, you don't have to stand up. No, so the Sefer Torah is never standing. Sefer Torah is always sitting. Sefer Torah is always in rest. So when do you have to stand up? So the Pasuk is saying, Shulchan Aruch, and the other day, in Narachayim, when somebody's walking with the Sefer Torah, then we consider the Sefer Torah as being in a standing position, because it's moving. When he's standing still with the Sefer Torah, so then it's considered in a resting position. So then everybody can... men's hakafas or women's hakafas? It's bad enough that they have hakafas in the men's section and the men are seated when they have the hakafas and the Aruch HaShulchan says there's no heter. That's Keneged Adin, you're supposed to stand. So if the men want to sit, they have to go to a different room. So now they introduced women's hakafas also, so the women also violate the Averis. The Lo Yedai that the men violate the Averis that they sit when the Sefer is being moved around. The women also, when Machshel the women, they should also violate the Din.
Same story that when the Baruch Hu was in Brooklyn, same with Chaim Blinfeld for Rabbi Lichtenstein, one story can I kind of sit down during a conference, he said, well, the Rambam says that when you transport a Sefer Torah from one place to another, and he said, no, he says, to transport, he's speaking such shyness about the Sefer Torah, Kosh, and I so Rabbi started to answer, they came to Kriyas HaTorah, and Kriyas HaTorah at night, in Haibolin, so they're leading and they're making a lot of fun, so Rabbi says, no, Kriyas HaTorah, don't make such a fun of something. So I turned to Rabbi, and this guy said, so we make
Thomas
from the
Torah
tonight, you make it a whole year round.
Okay, but that's the din. The din is when the Torah is moving, then you have to stand. If the Torah is standing still, then you may sit. So the Torah says that you can read in, even when your Aron Kodesh is open, you're really permitted to sit. Just the minute is by us that we stand. But if the Sefer Torah, but if the Aron Kodesh is closed with the Parochas, then the Hechet Teisa that the minute is that you have to stand. If the mechitza is good enough to make a separate rishus, then they don't have to stand. But it's a different room. It's a good mechitza, then the women can sit. And the men who want to sit should also go behind the mechitza, should go in a different place. And if the shvach and mechitza, as there are in many shuls, then everybody has to stand. If we're in the same rishus as the same shvach, mechitza is just so low. No, 10 12, and if you have a mechitza 10 12 and tall, then it's a chalik rishus b'fnei. So I'm in a different room, I'm not in the same room with the same Torah, so then I may sit. But if I'm in the same room where the Sefer Torah is, then I have to sit. Any mechitza for Hilchos Shabbos purposes, for mechitza purposes. For this purpose. Misha Meisa Muta Lachonov. It says Misha Meisa Muta Lachonov, and he wants to eat. So what does he do? Oysa mechitza v'yoichel. So it says in Yeruday, the mechitza has to be a mechitza of 10 tefachim tall, and has to be a mechitza that's Yechol Alamed B'fnei Ruach Mitzuya. Even though you're making the mechitza inside the house, the mace is in the other half of the room and I'm eating over here. So the wind is not going to blow, I have all the windows closed, it doesn't matter. I judge it according to what it would have been outside. That's how the Ramah read. That's how it says in the Yeruday. I judge it if it would have been outside.
How do you get the ambient noise if you have the woman upstairs and then downstairs? How's that
with the mechitza?
It's
better than the mechitza. No, in Europe, they used to have the women were in the back of the shul. Not on the sides. And then in the modern risky shuls in Europe, they introduced that the women's section was on the sides also. And those shuls, the Frumma people wouldn't daven in those shuls. They would only daven in the shul where the women's section was in the back.
But you can still see the women's even on the separate room and upstairs inside. I don't understand how that
you can't
helps.
See them so well.
No? No, not
if you women's section was there. I don't see the women.
Better than when it's on the side, I don't see you sitting in front of them.
So don't look. The Rambam writes in the Yad HaZaka that the purpose of the separation of the men and the women is to prevent his service, that the men and the women shouldn't be schmoozing with each other. So as long as they're in the different places, okay. If you're going to look, you're going to have a Yetzer, so don't look. So look into your sitter. Pardon me? So another problem. Okay. It's a different problem.
The negative is if they dance with your own more like a big shul, in the front you have all the chairs and then you are in the back you have like a room where they have affairs and things like that. So when they dance in that room, not
front. A different room?
Well, it's the same, like, actually, there's no mechitza in this room. There's a curtain and sometimes that's in between, but they don't put it in between now because everybody's running back and forth.
Stomach's not good. You have to have the Ahar Shulchan said, you have to have a real mechitza. It should be in a different room. The people who want to sit down should be in a different room.
You know this room is very big. You know.
I think so. We did that at the end of the paragraph about the Meo Amo. We'll have to chaza that. That's what we didn't do in Shir Rishon. The end of the third paragraph, more talks about Soya, Meo Amo, away. If it's in one room, it's all the same room.
Right.
The Sefer Torah is being carried in the same room where I am, I have to stand. If someone's carrying a Sefer Torah in the street, I don't have to stand up because I see someone over there. If he's carrying a Sefer Torah in the same Rishon here, then I have to stand up.
I assume that everyone
who
towers around the
separate room somehow
would
be able to convince you that
you're
missing some
rishus.
Out of
covet
in a separate
room.
Yeah. Doesn't make it a separate
rishus.
No.
What if you're moving
the arm? That's mamish in a separate rishus. Yeah. Then it's moon off.
Like the rishus, we say that it's like a certain size.
Yeah, if it says for...
It's just covered with a very small wooden box.
It has to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim and 10 tefachim deep.
Oh,
okay. If it has the dimensions of a Rishus
HaYachid.
Is it Yeah. Yeah. Usually Aron Kodesh is going to be 4 by 4 and 10 tefachim deep. Let's say the Chevi Kadisha often has a separate Aron Kodesh. That's always... I think it's always 4 by 4 and 10 tefachim tall. Yeah. That's what the Taz says in Aruch Chaim, that the Shiit be considered a Rishus B'fnei Atzmo for the Aron Kodesh is like for Hilchos Shabbos purposes. They're not that deep. Gotta figure it out. Gotta measure it. In some communities there was a Chassidish minhag that when they came to the end of Parshas Vayikra and the Balkor would read the last Pasuk, Everybody would stand up and they would say, because the Rashi Tevis of Liashma Bo is Lakel Asher Shavas Mikol HaMasim Bayim HaShvi. I don't understand what that's supposed to represent. And with this we close. Okay, let's learn a little Gemara here. The din is that the Einim is not permitted to do any mitzvah.